Not that we be sufficient to think anything of ourselves as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, Saint Paul, who wrote these words, now found in this epistle which we read in the Mass, Saint Paul is truly one of the greatest persons in the whole human history, and certainly one of the greatest saints in the whole Catholic Church. In these words, he speaks to us with very touching sense of humility. He speaks in the plural, our sufficiency is of God. In this way, Saint Paul shows how well he realizes that he is nothing but one of the many laborers in the vineyard of our Lord, namely the Catholic Church. His words hint how sensitive Saint Paul was to the possibility that his words might be interpreted as some kind of a boasting and presumption, what a great work he does. But no, Saint Paul places all the success of his work, whatever they might be, in the hands of God. And whatever strength he, namely Paul, has, he traces back to God, who has singled him out of doing in this great job of his. Saint Paul shows us the very great sense and learning of humility. And today, in the light of the Gospel, where a certain Samaritan showed mercy and compassion to a Jewish man, I wanted to talk to you about the virtue of gratitude. We all need to have the sense of gratitude to God Almighty. Everything what we have, everything what we possess, we have received from God Almighty. And everything what we have, including our very soul, that we will one day give back to God, whether we like it or not. So if any virtue has any big claim on our hearts, or should have the major claim on our hearts, surely that virtue is gratitude. Our total dependence on the goodness of God Almighty and his infinite love and generosity to us, those should make us very greatly value gratitude as the holiest emotions in which we can have in our souls and in our hearts. I want to also give you the definition. What is gratitude? Catholic theology is all about definitions, because we cannot have any vague idea what different virtues or different things mean when we speak about virtues and things. But we need to know exactly what we mean by gratitude. And the definition of gratitude is that it is a virtue which inclines man to acknowledge mentally and in words gifts received, and to make at least some return for the gift. And when we realize that we have received everything we have from God, we also understand that everything what we do have, including our lives, that is a gift from God. God was under no obligation to create us. He was under no obligation to give us a family, to give us a home, to give us any good things which we like in this world. And in fact, he was not obliged even to save us. Everything with what we have, our souls, our possessions, our family, and our salvation and mercy and redemption, that is a gift from God, and therefore we owe him the virtue of gratitude. So gratitude is a virtue, but we Catholics, we have to acknowledge that it is also a duty. The duty of gratitude comes from the very fact that we accept a gift received. The gift the gift what we received gives us the obligation of being grateful and to make at least some return of this great reception, this great benefice. If the gift is given by a superior, for example by God or by a priest or by your parent, the act of gratitude belongs also to other virtues such as religion and piety. And also it is that's why you go to Holy Mass every single Sunday and on a holy day of obligation, not only because the church tells you that you have to go, but also because everything you have, including your life and your salvation, that is a gift from God, and the virtue of gratitude which you have or should have, that demands you to be grateful for this gift, and also it demands you that you show this gratitude in an act of thanksgiving. So we are not Protestants who think that life and salvation somehow belongs to us, or that we are entitled to it because Jesus died on the cross. If we should be so foolish to think that salvation is somehow something which belongs to us or we are entitled to it, we will have a very unpleasant surprise when our own day of particular judgment comes. One spiritual author defined very beautifully that gratitude is the rarest of the beautiful plants that grow in the garden of the soul. If you like gardening, you understand how much work it takes to get beautiful things to grow and that you can look and admire of them. Weeds or other nasty plants, they grow by themselves, but if you want to show a great and beautiful work of your hands, it takes a lot of effort and time. And in the certain way, it is the same thing with gratitude. God gives us the seeds, all the good elements which we need to live a good Catholic life, the church, the sacraments, the grace, the prayers. But so often we as men, we fail to plant them. We fail to make good use of this gift and be grateful of them. That's why the virtue of gratitude, it should make us appreciate God more and more each day, but also always strive to do more and more each day, because just like we owe the duty of gratitude to our parents to raising us, also we owe duty and virtue of gratitude to God Almighty. In our Catholic, gratitude should also be the prince of the virtue. If you are a faithful soul who has developed the virtue of gratitude, you can be certain in the success of in all of your work. And notice that the success in your work, it doesn't necessarily mean that you do well in the world. In fact, quite often it means the opposite. Any man who nowadays wishes to be grateful to God and to show gratitude and act according to God's commandments, he very often faces ridicule, contempt, and even persecution. But the virtue of gratitude is truly something which changes you. It changes you into according to a mold which our Lord Jesus Christ gave us. No virtue better than gratitude makes us kinder, and no virtue is more powerful in bringing back kindness in return. And gratitude never comes alone, but gratitude to God always draws other virtues with it, most of all humility. If you are grateful to God, if you thank Him of creating you and redeeming you, you also get always the great sense of humility and other virtues like the spirit of patience, doing kindly and patiently with other people because God has been so kind and patient with you. Just like flowers in the garden, our gratitude also needs to be cultivated. We often think ourselves there being very wonderful beings when we see things grow under our own hands. In this life and in this world, nobody on earth ever flatters us as much as we tend to flatter ourselves. We often take credit for the labor of others who are a thousand times more devoted, more zealous, and far more humble than ourselves, as a right due to us to whom nothing is due. If a person is kind, if he is patient, if he is humble, he doesn't take credit of any great things or good things which he has done, but he leaves that to God. But very often, unfortunately, ungrateful persons end up taking the credit which would belong, first of all, to the humble person and mainly to God Almighty. Truly, if we rightly understood the power of gratitude, even in worldly things, we would always try and do our best effort to practice it, because gratitude pays well everywhere and in all times. When I was in our Most Holy Trinity seminary, we had there our cook named Dorothy. She always has lots of work in her hands, trying to feed so many priests and seminarians. And we seminarians, when I was there, we were always assigned to keep the kitchen clean so that she could do her work of cooking well. And in her, it was very remarkable for me that she always thanked me and was so grateful to me when I showed up clean the kitchen. And really, I had done her no favor. What she took for a favor was only my duty, but she never forgot to thank me and to be grateful for me. And so much I appreciated her gratitude that the very first Mass I ever said, that was said for Dorothy. And you children also think what you owe to your parents. They have sacrificed so much in raising you to make them feel that you appreciate how much they did and do for you is to make them happier in raising you to be a good and hard-working Christian. So children, remember gratitude towards your parents and don't be stingy in showing your affection to them, and also express your gratitude in words and in deeds. I want to also give a little more definitions what this great virtue means. There are namely three duties what we have here of gratitude. The first one is to acknowledge the reception of the gift. Secondly, to express gratitude in words, such as by praising the benefactor and expressing our thankfulness to him. And thirdly, our duty is to make at least some return for the gift in so far as that is possible. Note that gratitude consists mostly in an internal state, namely a grateful heart, rather than in any external effect, for example, a real return for the gift. And therefore, everyone, including the poorest of the poor, is capable of gratitude. There are also different kind of qualities, namely what kind your gratitude should be. Gratitude must be prompt, that is to say, it must be shown as soon as possible after receiving the gift. It must also be internal and not merely external. Namely, your gratitude must proceed from the heart and not be expressed merely in words devoid of all feeling. And gratitude must also be humble, with an acknowledgement that the gift is something useful. And lastly, it must be free from all covetousness, that is to say that gratitude must not be expressed with the principal purpose of receiving further gifts from the benefactor. The vice which is opposed to gratitude is ingratitude. The worst degree of ingratitude is contempt of the benefactor or his gift, while lesser one, also called material, means just omission of due thanks without implication of contempt. So it's important for you to see that if one omits his duty to attend Mass on Sunday or holy day of obligation, that is not only an act against the rules of Holy Mother Church, it is also an act of ingratitude against God, our highest benefactor, even if one would not specifically do this because he does not believe in God or his church. It is so very easy to show gratitude that I often wonder why we Catholics, we don't use this powerful instrument for good more than we do. A short visit goes a long way. To take passing note of a kindness is to multiply kindness many times over. And being grateful to your benefactor, praying for him, giving him something in return, this is gratitude, and that is one of the marks and signs of a gentleman and a lady, for it is a mark and sign of a noble character and a kind heart. And every Catholic should be a gentleman and a lady. Today's parable in the Gospel showed us that we are not gentlemen and ladies through any birth, rank, or fortune, but through grace and through virtues, kindness, humility, and gratitude. These are the good gifts of God Almighty, which everybody, no matter how rich or famous or how poor or despised he is, can cultivate and show. And therefore, when we remember that our highest degree of gratitude goes to God Almighty, then we never shrink from our responsibilities of returning everything to him and always showing our neighbor the same degree of kindness, humility, and patience as God Almighty has shown to us. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.